Layton United Football Club hosting their rival this Sunday, 7:30, Les Schwab Sports Park, Portland Timbers under 23 squad. Learn more online, LaneUnitedFC.com. He is the coach. We welcome back John Gallus. John, thanks for the time. How's it going?
It's going well, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. I've asked you this before, but happy to report I've gotten more than the token inquiries. So as kind of a refresher course for folks who might be catching up or hearing for the first time, describe the level of football this is and what the aspirations are.
Well, they're, you know, the PDL is the Premier Development League. It's in the, I would probably call it the fourth tier of U.S. soccer. It's an entirely amateur-based league. So I would sort of equate it to, you know, maybe single-A, double-A baseball,
okay,
if you're familiar with that. And their sort of tagline of the PDL is Path to Pro. It's certainly proven to be the proving ground for a lot of young players coming through the college system in this country, and we've had the likes of Kyrie Shelton, who was the second overall draft pick a couple years ago for New York City FC, came through Lane United and Oregon State. Jordan Morris, with our full national team, was with the Sounders. Christian Roldan, who just broke into the national team, have all played in our Northwest Division in this league. So it's quite a high level. And it's a summer league that basically runs from May 1st through about early August.
All right. Perfect description. So you're actually
one of
the newer teams in the Northwest Division, or, you know, the PDL. How many years has it been, and how would you gauge, I guess, the growth and, you know, progress of your particular club?
Well, this is our fourth season overall. I would say, you know, historically speaking, we've improved on the field every year. We're Our match against the Timbers U23s on Sunday. If we win, it will be the most points we've gotten in a PDL season. So we're showing improvements, you know, overall, and our growth is certainly on an upward path, which is great. I think our sponsorships have continued to grow over the years. Our fan base has as well, and you know, it's certainly been a fun project.
I was on the PDL site. We continue with John Gallus, Lane United Football, USLPDL.com. And I read that your match is their national game of the week. And by the way, folks, there's a link there to watch it, I'm sure, on Lane United. And Portland has got to win this game. So sounds like that's pretty exciting for all of you, with a chance to impact the standings like this.
Yeah, I mean, certainly for us, we want to go out winners, since we aren't in playoff contention anymore. It's against our you know, I-5 corridor rival just up the road in Salem. And they have an opportunity to win the division if they win and Calgary loses on their game on Sunday as well. So they're going to come in with, you know, with the idea to put their best team out and win. And, you know, what's neat about this game as well is we've had, I think, five of our current players have spent time in the Timbers Academy system. And so there's a natural rivalry there as well. They want to beat their old club. And Timbers have something to play for. So it's going to be an exciting match for sure.
Yeah, I was reading on your site that these matchups are intense beyond just the geographic proximity. You know, players who played for both programs, so there's that familiarity. Is that pretty common in this league at this level?
You know, there's certainly, I think we pull... You know, there was a time when the Timbers 23s didn't know if they were going to run a club this year. They moved it from Portland to Salem, so there's some uncertainty for a few of these players that played for the Timbers Academy and off in college, like Peter Prescott at Creighton. So they weren't sure where they were going to play, and we have a great relationship with Creighton, so they sent a bunch of their players to us, and then boom, Timbers pop up in Salem, and I think that's a little bit of added motivation for these guys. But it is kind of uncommon. I mean, I think once you go through an academy system, you kind of stay loyal to that pipeline, if you will, in that club. But, you know, we're fortunate to have great relationships with college coaches all around the country, and we've had, you know, Joe Corner, Sam Buzzes, Peter Prescott, you know, have all spent time with the Timbers Academy, and now they're playing for us. So we're thankful for their obviously for their development within the Timbers organization, but we'll take them.
Let's get to the final friendly you guys played in Ashland Wednesday. As focused as you are on player development, I saw you had a couple of guys that made their Lane United debuts in that match. What could you tell us about those two players, kind of where they've been, and is it unique to or common to add guys this late in the season?
Well, I think that's one of the knocks on this league, if you will, is that you've got players that play up to a certain point, and perhaps it's different if we're chasing a playoff spot, heading into the last game, but we also value the relationship we have with the college programs, and their season starts within the next 3 weeks. So some guys need a break. Some guys need to get home and see family before they embark on their college season. But there is a high level of turnover for sure in this league. That said, we started with 27, 28 rostered players, and we'll have 18 available for Sunday. So the friendly down in Ashland was an opportunity to get guys some minutes that hadn't played a lot. And also brought up a young man, Brandon Saucedo, from Chico, California, that we're going to look at for next year. So we were able to get him 45 minutes and see how he integrated with the group and played at this level, and he did very well. And then we got guys like Hernan Ramos, who hadn't played a ton of minutes this year for us, only in friendlies. And he put in a good shift and had three great scoring opportunities. And we were also able to use that game as a fitness game for guys like Joe Corner, who needed to get their fitness levels up, and he had a fantastic match. So, it's good for us to play those in-state games, and it's good for a lot of reasons.
A couple final thoughts. John Gallus, Lane United Football Club. They host the Timbers under 23 team Sunday night in Springfield. How about a very coach-like question? I saw your goalkeeper, Ben Willis, got a red card late in that match Wednesday. So, A,
he sure did.
A, what was that all about? And what about the season he had and kind of an evaluation of the kind of goaltending you got this year?
Well, much like last year, I think we have two of the best goalkeepers in the conference. Last year we had Weicho, as he was known as, and Ben, and they split a lot of time together and were fantastic. This year we brought in Chimo Morales from Clemson, who we lost about 10 days ago. He went up with a tryout with Whitecaps of the MLS, which is very common in this league. And then obviously Ben Willis came back for a second year. Ben, in terms of his red card, the first one, it was a double yellow, to be fair. So
okay.
The first one, he was just yapping his mouth at the ref on something and got carded for that. And he knows he needs to shut up and just play the game, and refs are going to make calls, and refs are certainly not going to change their calls based on anything I say or the players say. So he knows that. And then the second yellow was I thought it was hard done by, to be honest. It was a clean save on a penalty. Referee called a penalty on a breakaway, and Ben got the ball first, and there was contact after. But it could go either way. It's unfortunate that he got that second yellow, but it has no bearing whatsoever on this match against the Timbers. But he was very apologetic. He had a few choice words for the ref during his first yellow card, and then he knows better. So,
all right. So finally, as a coach, you've got an eye on now and the future, and it's the last game. Your opponent needs it, but with that thought to development and the future, how do you approach a match like this as far as what you hope to accomplish beyond just beating a rival?
All right. Well, first and foremost, I want these guys to go out winners for the year, because they've put in their heart and soul into this club for 3 months, and they've played some exceptionally good football over the course of the 3 months. And if we broke the game down or the season down, it came down to maybe two or three mistakes that cost us points that have kept us out of the playoff run. So I want these guys to be rewarded, with the win. But most importantly, again, I want to send these guys home healthy. It's a long season in terms of the demand we put on them in 3 months, and if they go home for a couple weeks and get a 2 week break, and they're happy and healthy and head into their college programs with the right mentality and attitude, then we've done our job.
All righty, again, I'm sorry. What was that?
No, I was just going to say, I'm excited to see him play on Sunday night. It's the last game. I know there's a lot at stake for these guys, the pride, and they trained well today. And like I said, I'm excited to see how they perform on Sunday night.
All right, laneunitedfc.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, 7:30, Les Schwab Arena. Actually, it's not an arena. It's Sports Park. And that would be interesting. And
this is the game you're coming to. I can feel it.
Sunday night, huh?
Yeah, what else you got going on?
You're gonna have to. I have to check with my wife. I hate to say that, but that's the deal in my life. hey, John, great stuff as always. Keep us apprised, and if there's any news and stuff we need to get out there for the community, we'd be happy to pass it along. And best of luck in this match against the Timbs on Sunday.
You got it, guys, and I appreciate the support all year. It means a lot to us and this community. So
all right.
Thanks for supporting us.
Awesome.
Take
Happy
care.
To help. Have a good one.